Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
Hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our investigation of lies in our textbooks. Today we will be continuing our study of Islam. Islam and Roman culture. Islam and Roman civilization. Notice now, this information is given to our children in our public schools as if it is 100% true. And I wonder if the teachers or the students ever questioned this information. Is what we read in our textbooks true or just simply bunch of lies? Now let us listen carefully to the next lie.
From the textbook World History, published by Thompson, Wadsworth, copyright 2004, on page 148. While many aspects of the Roman world would continue, the errors of Romans created new civilizations, European, Islamic, and Byzantine, that would carry on yet another state in the development of human society.
Sometimes you hear this big lie and you can't help but to laugh, because it is not even a joke to teach such a thing in our textbooks for our children. This is an extreme lie, even for an average person. You know, I read the answer. It's a very simple summary given by Citizens for National Security to this lie. It's one simple line, and here it is. Listen carefully. Islam was not an heir of Roman civilization and has no root in Roman culture or civilization. End of story. There is no connection whatsoever between Islam and Roman civilization or culture. How in the world have we allowed Muslims and liberals to write such lies in our textbooks? I don't know. Whatever else they're going to teach about Islam, it will not surprise me. The day is coming when Muslims will teach in our science textbooks that because of Islam, we Americans are able to have electricity and all other kinds of technology. Or maybe the Muslim will teach us because of Islam and Muhammad, we were able to walk on the moon. I'm shocked about the level of deception and lies which we have in our textbooks here today. What will come next 5, 10, 20 years from now? It is amazing. It's really amazing. Let's move on with the next lie. They're telling us here, boys and girls, from kindergarten to the 12th grade, Islam is actually much better than Christianity. You see, Christians convert people to Christianity. They're missionaries who travel and make people believe in Christianity. I mean, I can go back even to the Bible and I show you that Jesus sent his disciples to convert people to Christianity. But in Islam, Muhammad never sent any of his disciples to force anybody to believe in Islam. They never Muslimized any nation or any people group. If you want to become Muslim, please come on in. If not, you have all the freedom to stay where you're at. Is what we teach to our children in our public schools today correct? How foolish we become in our education. Brothers and sisters, listen carefully to the next paragraph. Here is what our children are learning about the spread of Islam compared to the spread of Christianity.
From the textbook World History, published by Thompson, Wadsworth, copyright 2004, on page 347, in a section entitled Reflection, it says that while Islam sometimes followed the path of Arab warriors, they rarely imposed their religion by force on the local population.
While Islam sometimes followed the path of Arab warriors? Sometimes? Like what, the last 1400 years? What is sometimes? And then you listen to the next statement. They rarely impose their religion by force on the local population. What does rarely mean? You mean Egypt, Libya, Tunis, Algeria, Morocco, Sudan, Mali, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Turkey, Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, all the people of Saudi Arabia, all the people in Asia? Don't all these countries count? 57 Muslim countries? That's the only way Islam is spread. For Islam was spread by the sword. That's what Muhammad did, and the hundreds of thousands of Muslim men have been doing the last 1400 years. Just recently in Egypt, Muslims are kidnapping underage Christian girls and forcing them to marry some Muslim men. So sometimes they did it the Arab warrior's way, but they never really forced anybody to accept the religion of Islam. I wonder, the gentleman or the lady who wrote these lies in our textbooks, what in the world are they drinking or smoking before they sit and start typing this hogwash for our children? What chapter in the Quran are they quoting from? Or what statement from Muhammad teaching in the Hadith they are proud of to prove to me this lie and this propaganda? These Muslims or liberal are rewriting the history of the past. And as I said a million times in the past, you cannot rewrite the history. What has been, we cannot change. For the truth is, what they're teaching our children here is the opposite of what took place in the last 1400 years in the 57 Muslim country in the world. And to prove my point, I would love to read to you what Allah stated in the Quran and what Muhammad stated in the Hadith concerning the spread of Islam. It's very clear. Allah is commanding Muhammad throughout the Quran to engage in war, to kill, to fight. Anyone who disbelieves or rejects the cult of Islam, and that is the reality of Islam. War is decree for Muslims. Go to Quran chapter 2 verse 216. And Allah knows that Muslims hated to go and fight, but He said to them, perhaps you may hate something and it is good for you, and perhaps you love something and it is evil for you. And Allah knows and you do not know. War is decree for Muslims. Muhammad, the messenger of Islam, taught the Muslim, I have been commanded to engage in war with people. Why is that, Apostle of Allah? And how long will you engage in war with people? Listen carefully. He was commanded by who? By Allah. To do what? To engage in war with people. Till they, the people, testify to the fact that there is no God but Allah, and believe in me, that I am the messenger, and in all that I have brought. The message of Muhammad is very clear. It is the opposite of the message and the teaching of Jesus. He was commanded by his Allah, Satan, to kill people until people believe in Islam. And why was Muhammad killing people? The answer is very simple, because they were not Muslims. How long he will engage in war with people? Until the last one become a Muslim. Is this a clear teaching here? Why can't we teach this to our students in our public schools? And this killing did not stop with Muhammad, because Bukhari in Hadith number 386 in book number 53 said, our Prophet, the Messenger of our Lord, ordered us to engage in war with you till you worship Allah alone. You hear the message, ladies and gentlemen? It is exactly the opposite of what Muslims are telling our children in our public schools. Muhammad ordered the Muslim followers to engage in war with people until people worship Allah alone. As a matter of fact, killing Christians or Jews is a small matter to the Muslim. It is not a big deal, really. Here it is, the great Muslim scholar Al-Tabari. He said, we engage in war with people until they believe in Allah. And he who believes in Allah and his messenger, that is Muhammad, has protected his life and possessions from us. You see, Muslims are out there to take out our lives. They're out there to take our possessions. And the only way, according to the great Muslim scholar Al-Tabri, the only way you can protect your possessions, the only way you can protect your life is very simple. Accept Islam. Believe in Islam. That's not my words. That is Al-Tabri's words. For he said what? Listen again. He who believes in Allah and his messenger Muhammad has protected his life and possessions from us, the Muslims. What about the one who will not believe in Islam or in Muhammad?
In our short time together here on Revealing the Truth About Islam, we can only cover a portion of all that we would like to share. Please take a few moments today and visit our website at www.thestraightway.org to find more information about the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and the Darkness of Islam. Our website has several links to many resources for further study, including a detailed listing of the many seminars we offer on DVD. Topics include, is the Quran infallible? Has the Bible been corrupted? The treatment of women in Islam? Muhammad or Christ? What the Quran teaches about Jesus? And many more. Have you always wanted to read what the Quran actually teaches, but didn't know which translation to trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the many violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After several years of research and networking with scholars around the world, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry has recently offered the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever published. Filled with study notes to the reader and a careful comparison of key passages of the Quran and the Bible, this translation will arm you with the knowledge you need in reaching those lost in the darkness of Islam. Please take a few moments today and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org for all these resources and more. And now, back to our show.
What about the one who will not believe in Islam or in Muhammad? Here is the answer from the great Muslim scholar Al-Tabri. Listen carefully, you American infidels. As for the one who disbelieves, we will engage in war with him forever, forever, in the cause of Allah. Killing you is a small matter to us. Killing you, American, is a small matter to the great Muslim scholar Al-Tabri. Guys, this is not a fairy tale. This is not a made-up story. That is the reality of Islam. Muhammad was a messenger of Allah, Satan, and he is here to do three things: to kill and to destroy and to steal. That is the work of Satan in the Bible: kill, destroy, and steal. And I'm not here to teach hate. I'm just reading to you the words of Allah in the Quran, the commands of Muhammad in the Hadith. That is the ABC of Islam to the Muslims. That's why I'm telling you, it is illegal for Muslims to live in America. I know this big debate about freedom of religion, and every one of these liberals will tell me Muslims have the right to live in America. Will you give your wife and your daughter for a Muslim man to rape? That is what Allah commands Muslims to do when they have the upper hand in any piece of land on planet Earth. Read in the Quran the words, whatever your right hand possesses. These words are repeated throughout the Quran concerning the women and the little children whom Muslims kept after every invasion as they took one country after another. This is the spoil of war. That is the reward of Allah, which is given to every Muslim man who is willing to go out to fight some infidels like yourselves who live here in America. If you have no dignity or respect for your life, then go ahead, let Muslims take over America. But if you have any American blood running through your veins, you must do everything you can to stop Muslims from taking over America. Why did we kill Osama bin Laden? Because he was a bad guy. What if we know for sure that Osama bin Laden was not a bad guy, but he was actually a good Muslim believer? Then we have a big problem, because we got plenty of Muslims in America who know nothing about Islam, and if they come to understand Islam in the future, there will be hundreds of thousands of Osama bin Ladens living among us here in America. And you may ask the question, Brother Osama, how can good Muslim, loving, peaceful people turn to be Osama bin Ladens in America? It's very simple. Have you ever checked any of your own children, your own American coming from some Christian homes who joined Islam and end up becoming jihadist? It is the work of Satan. All it takes is a Muslim man or a Muslim woman to open the Quran and read Allah's words and believe in it, and they find themselves performing jihad. After all, there are 39 verses in the Quran where Allah commands Muslims to perform jihad. 79 verses in the Quran where Allah commands Muslims to engage in war. And if a Muslim read all these verses, add to it the words of Muhammad in the Hadith, if they believe in them and start practicing these teachings, we will end up with war, not in Afghanistan or Iraq or Egypt, but here in our own cities in the United States of America. May God have mercy on the souls of your children and for sure your grandchildren. You need to understand, we don't teach hate. We teach the truth. The word of Allah in the Quran is truth. The word of Muhammad in the Hadith is truth. Muslims believe it and they will practice it. If not on your children, for sure on your grandchildren. So wake up, Americans. Liberal before conservative. Atheist before Christian. I do not see anything in the Constitution of the United States of America that says America must welcome Muslims to come to live and to kill our men and to kidnap our women and our children and to destroy this country from within. And that is what you're doing right now to your country because of your ignorance of Islam and because of the political correctness of this land. It's time for you to wake up and to allow Muslims to teach this propaganda and this hogwash in our public schools that Islam was never forced on anybody. That is brainwashing and infiltrating your children. That is step number one in the process of taking over America. Because as long as American Muslims are allowed to teach this lie in our textbooks, then our children will believe that there are loving, peaceful Muslims in the world, which is not true at all. And that's when no one like me can open the Quran and read to you what is written in their holy books or the words of Muhammad in their hadith. Do you realize how much America has been changed the last 4 years? We used to go in war against radical Muslims, which Allah in the Quran calls them Muslim believers. Read Quran chapter 8 verse 65. O you prophet, provoke the believers to engage in war. Now we're supporting radical Muslims with our F-16, F-18, tanks, stealth warships, all the weapons they need to launch war. And we call this aid. What aid can we send to Egypt, to the Brotherhood of Egypt? What aid can we send to Syria, to the rebels of Syria? Haven't we learned anything from Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan? Haven't we learned anything from what took place in Tunisia and Libya? So, when will we learn from our mistakes of the past? This is just overseas. How about here in America? We got Brotherhood working today in the White House. We got ISNA and CARE all over our media. And these are the ones who are stopping people like me to tell you the truth about Islam here in America. Where are you, America? When will you wake up to learn the truth about the cult of Islam? When will you take time to read their books and their beliefs to learn the truth about their cult? The longer we wait, the more trouble we're going to see in this country. If you think political correctness now is bad, wait 5 or 10 more years. You will not have this radio broadcast in any radio station in America. I will be taking off the air. And all I'm doing is, I'm telling you, America, wake up, read the Quran, learn Islam. Let us remove all these lies from our textbooks. They are brainwashing your children, who soon will be the senator and the congressman and the governor of this country. And then it will be too late. Right now we have governors all over this country seeking Muslim for offices. And we got Muslims right now working in the Pentagon with the CIA and FBI and Homeland Security and name it. Where we're going from here, America. It all starts with a simple lie in our textbooks, which said Islam is a loving, peaceful religion. The textbook says what? Muslim rarely imposed their religion by force on the local population. I'm sorry, that is the opposite of what is written in the Quran and what is stated by Muhammad in the Hadith. That is the opposite of what really took place in the past, in the true history of how Islam spread from one country to another, and how Islam exists in the 57 Muslim countries around the world. In our next broadcast, we will continue with the rest of this lie as stated in our textbook. And we will see the truth about the spread of Islam through the Mongol Empire. So, to learn more about lies in our textbooks, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until we meet, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that You sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite You to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank You for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.